can this go? We're talking about human consciousness, the human spirit, downloading or attached to the computer. Human consciousness connected to the computer. You know what I found out today? I found a Facebook webpage. Here's the title: Citizens United for Transferring Human Consciousness into Computers. So I'm reading this right now. Eventually, the meat robot I use, referring to himself, to sustain my consciousness will fail me. I would like to get a new, better vessel to store my glory. Now listen, this is the writer. I don't know who it is, but I've got you to, I want you to hear these words, because it has a lot to do with immortality, dying, longevity, living again. It might even have the issue of the psychology of the fear of death. But on this webpage, Facebook webpage, Citizens United for Transferring Human Consciousness, or the human spirit, into computers. Now, I'm reading what the fellow has written here. Quote, eventually, the meat robot, that's what he calls the physical body, the meat robot I use to sustain my consciousness will fail me. That's right, these bodies are wearing out. These bodies are going to die. He goes on to say this: I would like to get a new, better vessel to store my glory. Ideally, the mechanical portions of the aforementioned device will involve oversized. Well, it goes into this entire blueprint and information concerning computer and the World Wide Web. Now, listen, the concept that if you're dying, could you extract your consciousness, your human spirit, all of who you are on the inside and all of your history, and download it like a picture into the World Wide Web on a web page? Could it be that you go to a web page not to hear a video, not to see even a Skype-to-Skype video voice-to-voice, but I mean grandpa, grandma, dead as far as their physical meat robot, as he calls it, it's in the ground, but grandma or grandpa, listen, they've been attached to pictures of them on a web page. And if you hone in, or maybe with some new technology, you can converse with the dead. Interesting. Can you put spirits on objects? Asking the Satanists, the Luciferians, Palamaombi, Voodoo. Let's ask those into deep left-hand path occultism. Can you put spirits on objects? And if you do, and you can, what's that all about? Is it about taking those objects and wearing them for protection because the power and the energy of the spirit on the object, like an amulet, will guard you? What about temples? What about the building blocks in a temple? What about the design? I mean, where do individuals get the design? Now, I was looking at some of the pictures of the Mayan temples and what they thought they may have looked like. Massive civilization, humongous civilization. Same with the pyramids in Egypt and all of what their former glory was. Now, when it comes to the architecture, the blueprints, and all of the design, I am sure many will agree that there was more than just human ideas in the construction of those deeply spiritual places, correct? And what about the National Security Agency? Uh-oh, Echelon just picked that up. The National Security Agency, where Dan Sherman was an intuitive, claims that as an intuitive in the National Security Agency, the NSA, that he was hooked to a machine. What kind of machine? Where did the machine come from? Who built the machine? Where did they get the idea for the machine? A machine that he's connected to, mind, brain, whatever. But he's able to receive information floating in from extra-dimensional entities. Now, he had to have a disposition where he didn't question them, didn't inquire, didn't have negative feelings against them, but simply an open, passive receptacle of data, information, communication coming in through a machine attached to Dan Sherman as an intuitive, and then the information passed on to the NSA. What would they be receiving from extra-dimensional entities? Well, listen, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net this week, live, a radio broadcast Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're glad so many of you are listening tonight and so many of you download later on. Going to say again, welcome to those in Boulder City, Nevada. Welcome to those satellite listeners everywhere and internet listeners in the largest radio project in, well, really, the internet is the largest radio project probably anywhere. And then those who download archives later on. Welcome all over, all those countries, all those places. I was satelliting down to look there in the citadel of the Vatican. And just a few streets away from the central areas, there are kind of cafes, I mean, beautiful places. But somebody there, and I want to welcome them, and I want to say hello to them, have been downloading again off of Preemption Broadcast. Just like there's somebody in Rosedale Cemetery, the old Hollywood-oriented cemetery, now for years have been downloading materials. When I was in California, I even went there to the mausoleum and other places where they may have been downloading, trying to see if I can connect with the friend. It's interesting to me that in Moscow and Beijing and Hong Kong and Manila and in Mumbai and in Oslo and in Liverpool and well, all these cities in 90-some countries now. Let me say it this way, grace and peace to you in the name of the living Christ. May his grace and power and might meet you where you are, save you, bring healing to you, bring deliverance to you, bring help to you, bring a fire to those who are believers that we might complete and, well, be a part of and complete the work that God has given us to do, a mission. It's why I'm here right now at this moment, that the Spirit of God may grip you and touch you. Now, we're going to touch on some subjects this week. Here is the theme for the entire week. Here it is, the theme from January 17th to the 21st. And if you don't listen live, you can always get it archived later on. It's called The Quest to Rebuild the Tower of Babel. Here's what I wrote. Quote, the quest to make humankind better, live longer, and even manufacture immortality tells us something. There must be something wrong with us, something wrong with aging, something wrong with dying, right? So the quest is to do what only God can do, to pull down, listen, to pull God down and submit to him, or submit him, rather, to the mind and science of mankind. Stop now, think. The mere idea that fallen man can subject God to our truly finite ideas, machines, and desires, well, it reveals something. To really believe that God can be pulled into CERN, that God can be reached through the M theory, that somehow we can sneak up behind God and surprise him. Somehow reach out, grab his hand, pull it in under our microscopes. It is a revelation of how fallen we really are, how absolutely we do not, I don't care how broad-minded, evolutionary in concept, science and physics and knowledge becomes, in comparison to the infinite, immeasurable, let me say it again, you cannot measure the depth of the knowledge of God or wisdom of God, the attributes of God, the being of God. Do you know the depth of God. Simple way of saying it, and I love to do this in theology classes, is if you're going to take a backpack, fill it up, and launch yourself into God and hike and pursue, it's not going to be like Mount Everest, that there would actually be an ending point. You would go in, but you would never come out. My friends, do we understand? And I don't think the fallen individuals after the flood and there at the Tower of Babel, I don't think they understood. I think there was a quest. I think there was a quest to build something high enough, broad enough, big enough, that would be beyond any flood coming, that would save them and guard them from any kind of flood. But it's also the tower to God, the tower to the heavens. The tower. Listen, I think that there are some that are remote viewers, some that are psychic, some that are into physics and theoretical physics. Well, it might be. And Kurzweil, the singularity is near. He's the author of the book, The Age of Spiritual Machines. Ray Kurzweil gives no apology when he deals with the idea of humans, transcendent biology, evolutionary biology. An evolutionary biology that would maybe grab the throat of immortality and pull it all in. Can we evolve to immortality? Well, there's one that promised that. Way back in the garden, it was poured down in and through the secret teachings of the ages. Well, there's somebody that promises that. Hundreds of millions now, New Ager and New Ager types around the world. Maybe receiving spiritually a doctrine, a promise, a concept that immortality is reachable, that godhood or godlike status is reachable, and you don't need God to do it. That's kind of what we're going to be dealing with this week. And let me say this, tonight we're going to deal with computers and consciousness. Is it the precursor to the spirit, the breath of life, in the image of the coming beast? Now, the technology or the issue of what that image is, what that thing is, it's got the breath of life. It seems as though it may be some kind of object, maybe technology, but spirit is attached to. If you didn't know, deep underground Luciferians and left-hand path occultists, well, they've known something for years. And this goes all the way back into the Old Testament. Spirits conjured, spirits engaged, can be placed on objects, in people, on things. And when those things are carried from one place to another, the spirit attached to the object is carried around. And when the object is laid in someone's home, now, let me ask the Luciferian, let me ask the Satanist, let me ask the Brotherhooder, let me ask the SRA victims coming out, those recounting this show, even, I'm asking you to send a note in to the email to let us know what you have, what you think, what your feelings are. It's very clear that you guys know what spirit-charged objects. New Agers understand charged objects, even Wiccans and Druids and others. And those in voodoo, y'all know this. Very, 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 very deeply in practice. Again and again and again, those still in the dark side have come to my offices in the past to give objects that are charged, demonized, with an assignment. That's right, with an assignment. The spirit has been given an assignment, like in a Revelation chapter 16, for those really engaged in biblical studies and you really want biblical backing, well, go ahead and take a look how spirits were sent out on specific targeted assignment, what they were supposed to do. This is something that has been done for thousands of years. Well, all over the world, in the days of the ancients, in deep occultism, and in the current ramping up of the most spiritually explosive time in human history. I'm reading out of Kurzweil's book, The Singularity Is Near. Page 194, quote, "Understanding the methods of the human brain will help us to design similar biologically inspired machines. Another important application will be to actually interface our brains with computers, which I believe will become an increasingly intimate merger in the decades ahead." He already says here on that same page, already the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, is spending $24 million per year on investigating direct interfaces between brain and computer. Looked at Wired magazine today and looking at one of their, well, they call it Danger Doom, Pentagon's PCs, blend to your brain. There are those that believe that they can download into the brain direct. There are those that believe, like in this study here, that the computer can so blend with your brain, it knows what you're feeling, it has a sense of your consciousness and thought. There are those that believe that those who have implants, I'm talking military-type implants, can be monitored, well, from Cheyenne Mountain, other places, even your emotions. Here's what it says in the article, Wired magazine, quote, "We want the computer to learn you, adapt to you." Question, what if it learns so much that it learns artificial intelligence, AI? What if it learns to take over? Like spirits can do in lives of individuals when doorways are opened and they open their lives to more and more. Well, listen, we're going to get into this tonight in the body of the message. We already got 20 after. I've got two things news-wise to bring to you, and I want to speak to those in the Akron area of Ohio, the greater Akron area. Great big thing on talk shows today was gay activists in the junior high schools. They have initiated a questionnaire that involves bullying, and no kid, no matter what, should be bullied, of course, or beat up or harmed or hurt. But I'm going to give again a heads up, an alert for all of us to understand that there is massive activity, and even the czar behind so-called safe schools in America that Barack Obama has appointed a gay activist, a massive gay activist. It's one thing to choose your sexuality and live it out, but it's another thing to begin to impose it in every area of life. So I say to America, so I say to those listening, so I say to those in Akron, you have an absolute right to say, we don't agree with this. And if activism is going to fight to have all of this eventually, including books on a triple X rated level in describing sexual acts, if they're going to put that out to our junior hires, then I say fight. I say fight in every single way with prayer and get down there, parents. I would say to the thousands and thousands and thousands of ex-gays, lesbians, and so forth, it's time for you to stand up and tell the rest of the world that it wasn't so great a lifestyle, that it was biologically, physiologically, well, incompatible, and clearly, ultimately, spiritually incompatible. You see, if the law's laid down and if the lobbyists force law in the United States, Europe, Canada, wherever else, saying, well, you can't tell a gay person that they can be free or they can come out of this or there's freedom, then there is, again, this limitation. This then seals the fate of everyone, because I've met and ministered to a number of, over the years, of gays, lesbians, ex-gays, lesbians, struggling to get out gays, lesbians, so forth. I want you to know right now, there's many that want to get out. There's those that can't. You know, listen, all over the place have gotten out, even though they have been ripped to shreds verbally. And the gay activist doesn't want the rest of America or the world to know that thousands and thousands and thousands have left. There's freedom in Christ, no matter what our background, no matter what we've done. There's the blood of Christ that brings not only sheer forgiveness, but the power of God into our lives to change and bring a love and bring the significance that can only come from heaven. A lot of individuals are pursuing. They're living lives that are packed with, listen, regardless of what the background, packed with sin, you're going to hurt. And the only way to find relief, well, Jesus says that at the cross, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. God is willing, God wills, God seeks, God looks for you to bring forgiveness and healing and new life and empowerment. But you got to turn to Him. You got to turn to Christ. Well, I mentioned that because of the big squabble here in the Akron area and local radio stations and parents and others. Beware of what's coming under the carpet and what's being attempted. It's step by step by step by step. And again, to take every area, theology, philosophy, psychology, law, politics, everything. Another side, let me mention on Shatter the Darkness website, we now have the entire 24 hours the Black Awakening, the conference. I mean, this is like a five-day conference, all packed into 24 hours, and it's absolutely on the website now, free for everyone to get. It's right on the front page, shatterthedarkness.net. The new Preemptor newsletter is out. You can click on that and get that. All the courses, upcoming courses, including the Book of Acts, Field Manual for the End of Days. The link is up for that, and we're getting ready to go. Two conferences, the one C-S-E-E, March 25th, 26th, 27th, right there in Groton, Connecticut. This is the conference there in the New England area. And then there's the Politics of Religion in Fort Wayne, Indiana, April 1st and 2nd. All I can say is take a look at all of that information. Let me point you to it, and tons of things there to get. In front of me is a book. It's called The Ghost in the Atom. The bottom of this says, a discussion of the mysteries of quantum physics. Let me tell you now, as you begin to read anything on quantum physics, you're going to find a lot of Eastern spirituality intertwined. You're going to find a sense of spirituality and connection, and the veil between, quote, science and spirit, well, it seems to be coming down. Over here to the left of me, Norman Friedman. Title of the book, Bridging Science and Spirit. Another book over there I mentioned before, The Immortal Cell. Another is Redesigning Humans. Yes, it does involve transhumanism. It does involve spiritual presence. Well, even in ancient technologies, I've got a book here too, David Hatcher Childress, Technology of the Gods, The Incredible Science of the Ancients. And even reading the first chapter alone, you're going to find that there is a spiritual connection in the development, the design of the pyramids, of the architecture. Anyone going down among the Mayan ruins, and by the way, we have a friend, I don't want to say a name, but an emailer that has told us that he and his wife and others, I believe, were going down last week or the week before to the Mayan temple areas down there and asked us for prayer because they were going to go pray against dark spirits. Now, I did email this individual last week and mentioned that we would put up and continue to put up prayer for them. Haven't heard back yet, so we'd love to hear from you. This is the same place. Listen now, the connection again, but in this quest, there is really literally a quest, And I put it this way, the quest to rebuild the Tower of Babel, because that Tower of Babel was like fallen humanity going to ascend out of the reach of the judgment of God, ascend to grab the knowledge that they needed, ascend maybe to get as close. Well, was it like a ziggurat? Was the Tower of Babel really like a ziggurat where spirits, fallen angels would interact? Maybe the Nephilim would begin. Nimrod, was he a Nephilim? Well, that's another story in another night, but I don't think that we understand what's happening in the world around us. 2,600 years ago, the Spirit of God and God guiding in the last chapter of one of the most incredibly spiritual books of all the Bible, Daniel chapter 12. But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book. The call to close here at the 12th chapter, basically. Even to the time of the end, listen, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. The prophecy from 2,600 years ago, and the concept of many people will be striving, strutting around, roving around, searching, looking for more knowledge, more information. And more knowledge and more information will come out. And advances in the last, 100 years, in the last 50 years, in the last 30 years, everything is explosive. Everything is absolutely explosive. And it's amazing, isn't it, that I could be talking to you in this place where I'm at. You could be in Berlin listening. You could be in Hong Kong listening. You could be satellite-wise anywhere in South America, North America. You can listen to this voice a month from now, and you know what's interesting? The Spirit of God can speak into your heart and your life. If you want to talk about can spirit be connected to computer, let's take a little bit of look at the idea of spirit, the presence of entities. And in the Old Testament days, they worshipped Moloch and other beings, and there were the B'nai HaElohim that came down, and they grabbed up the women and had some strange relations and produced Nephilim. There are those throughout the Old Testament days that knew that devoted objects, well, they were demonized objects. In the days of Josiah, those things had to be destroyed. They had to be ground down to powder. The objects and materials needed to be put literally in the Old Testament days, buried in a latrine so that no one would go get the demonized spirit attached to objects or pieces of them, because the presence of the spirit could still be there. Because when missionaries go and they unknowingly take objects devoted to gods and goddesses out of India, Africa, all around the world, and if it has a demon on it, a spirit on it, you bring it into your home, that spirit will bring effect. That spirit will seek to bring communication. That spirit will seek to do things. And if you're a believer in Christ, it would seek to bring harm. Again, living spiritual beings can be connected, obviously, to objects. And I'm going to say this very clearly. Luciferians and all of those hundreds of thousands and thousands upon thousands of SRA, MPD, you know, folks, victims coming out, you all know this. You all know this well. To the psychologists and counselors and pastors and others, beware of the gifts being given. Some gifts are chosen. Demons are summoned, connected to those objects with assignments, and then given and or placed. For some occultists, those objects then are wore around a neck, rings, charged rings, a spirit stick. So when we know all of these things, and we can go on and on and on about this concept, what about Spirit-inspired. Well, there are those that believe that God's small g inspired the technologies, the architecture, the designs, and the buildings, and the practices, and the culture of the Egyptians, of the Mayans. If there was, as so many do believe, an Atlantis. Let me ask you something. Can spirit communicate to human mind? If the Pentagon is spending 24, what is it, million? On machines that can learn, being attached to your brain, learn. If there are machines now that then can throw thoughts into somebody's head. Thoughts coming into somebody's head. Let me tell you how simple this idea is. Years and years and years and years ago, I was in California. My folks took me down to Tijuana. We're shopping. My folks had all gone away from me. I'm by myself in a shop. My wife's not there. Nobody else is around. And all of a sudden, as I'm looking at different clothing objects, somebody, I hear faintly behind me these words, "Something for your mother. Something for your girlfriend." I turn around because I didn't know if I was hearing things or not. And there was a Mexican man who spun around looking at stuff as if he didn't even know I was there. So I'm looking again a little bit further at some materials, and I hear the phrases, "Oh, something for your mother. Something for your girlfriend. Something for your wife." Now, this went on a couple more times till I turned around so quickly I saw the man looking at me. Here was a man on the other side of the store that became a thought thrower. He was throwing ideas so that I would slightly hear them, pick up the idea, and think what it is he wanted me to think. Buy something for your mom. Buy something for your girlfriend. Buy something for your wife. And I thought it was hilarious. Good idea. Little inspiration. Little fella back there wanting to push a person, a buyer, over the edge. Do you understand the concept of inception? Like the movie. One thing about the movie Inception, it really brought out a definitive picture of the concept. Forget the rest of the movie. Think in terms of the concept. Being able to place an idea deep into the mind, consciousness, the heart of another human being, an idea, a big idea, with the idea that they think that it is their idea and they will build on it and they will accomplish what the sent idea intended. Pretty interesting, isn't it? Can I ask you again tonight, what do you know about spirit and objects, spirits being sent, spirits affecting? Do you understand ritual warfare, summoning of demons and the sending of them? Well, you can take a look at the Old Testament, but I'm telling you, the mother of all ritual warfare, the concept of ritual warfare, it hasn't been done yet. Revelation 16, God's already shown us what's going to happen in the future. It will affect the entire world. It'll be on a planetary level. It is the force, the supernatural force. Military men and women, DARPA if you're listening, by this time the NSA, Echelon, I don't care. Doesn't make any difference. I know what I seek. Let me say it clearly. Let me say it with all the passion. Well, I can't do it with all the passion of God, but let his passion fall on you. God loves you wherever you're at, wherever you're listening, whatever you're monitoring, and God seeks to reach you. And by divine appointment, Christ, bigger than all this technology, bigger than the concept of an evolutionary universe that I'm going to talk about on Tuesday night with Michael Dodd, and a counterfeit gospel, an exchanging of the glory of God for created things once again, and it's put up as an evangelical mission. What an incredible, once again, failure to see the astounding grandeur, omniscience, immensity, immeasurability of God. And in saying that, bottom line, that this God, living God, behind the totality of the universe, Stephen Hawking, not a spontaneous, from no one, from nothing creation, but out of God. Not just ex nihilo, there was no prior material, but out of God. Ex theos, out of God. And this God is knowable. This God seeks you. This God seeks, and especially to the, listen, to the theoretical physicist and those who study. Let me tell you something, if you're trying to combine, like, well, Paul Vaughan Ward, who wrote God's, small g, consciousness and genes, one of the most, in my view, spiritually dangerous, deceiving books. I mean, some of the clearest, direct didache of daimonia I have ever read. He even says at the end of his book, the reason I'm bringing him up, because I got a second book in my hand by Paul Vaughan Ward, it's called The Soul Genome. Science and Reincarnation. See, back in the 30s, when this powerful ascended master, whether it was Satan himself, guided Alice Bailey, fused with her, in bringing out dictation. Spelling out, and one of those things spelled out in the one book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, was the concept that this spiritually, evolving presence, the spiritual information in the astral realm, in the mental realm, will come down. The ideas will be planted in the hearts and minds of scientists. Scientists will eventually, by that spirit-given information, will bring down the veil, bridge the gap between science and spirit. And there will be a connection between spirit and technology. Thus, I want to bring a warning. Thus, I want to bring something for you to grapple with. If machines, well, listen, if a little Mexican man in Tijuana in a little store can send his thoughts, his intents across the store to me with his goal of being undetected, want me to buy something for my mother, for my girlfriend, then please understand that the broader concepts in marketing, look at commercials. Everything's out there to influence, to bring influence. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm here to influence you. I know that if you're listening right now, the Spirit of God, I know His presence, I know His power, I know that He indwells me, I know that He's upon me, and I know it's His work to go worldwide in drawing and leading. And if you're listening right now, yeah, it's the Spirit of God's work to draw you and ultimately put you face to face with Christ, the gospel, penetrating your life, your mind, your consciousness, your spirit with a word of God. Now listen, the word of God, listen now, don't go away. The word of God, think about the physics of God in the word of God. If you read the book of Hebrews chapter 4, it's called the Logos is living and it's active. There is actual spiritual presence, power, operating force in these words. They're able to penetrate every single thing without overriding human will. Matter of fact, the Word of God and the Spirit of God come to you to enlighten, inspire, lift up, pull back the blinders, and free the human will and the human mind with the influence of God to the point of the greatest possible freedom to respond to the initiation of God, the summons of God. You know what God's summoning you to do? Come to the living Christ. It is the living Christ knocking at the door of your life. Call it your consciousness. Call it your spirit. The Greek word kardia refers to you totally. God wants to come into your life and bring life, eternal life, the presence of God, an intimate personal fellowship, and it's because he loves you. So whether you're military, scientist, NSA, physicist, when it all comes down to it, the quest to beat aging, the quest in biological immortality, artificial intelligence in immortality, the quest for this singularity that Kurzweil is searching for. And you know what? He might miss the boat. He may miss the boat in the end and die and lose everything. There's something that's beyond the grasp of man. Beyond Stephen Hawking, beyond Einstein, beyond Kurzweil. And if a scientist, a physicist, and someone like you that feels you're smart doesn't have the brains to calculate how much bigger God is than you, how much more God knows than you, and if you think by the evolution of knowledge you can fix everything, let me tell you this in advance, you won't be able to. Not everything. If you come up with a machine that best helps a little child that was in a car wreck and you're able to help them, sure. If it's about some kind of technology that is that kind of thing, fine. But it all comes back down to the fact that God pursues you, the fact that God knows infinitely more than you'll ever know, no matter how much you do know. See, anybody can read books, acquire, learn, grow. Not everybody wants to. All around me, I don't know if I just should read off the name of all these things. I love studying because my grid, now listen, the grid, the Spirit of God, the knowledge of God, the living Christ, the Word of God within. So as I'm reading, it doesn't make any difference who I read. There's an interaction. And I'm saying to scientists and, you know, listen, to those, there's many of you that study and quest, but you don't have that grid. That's why you can't come to a conclusion. It's as if you climb Mount Everest, the knowledge, the concept of knowledge being like a mountain. You get to the crest and look over the top as if you have the right, now listen to me, the right to demand that God be sitting there waiting for you. And you haven't heard the revelation of God that is a revelation of knowledge, a revelation of deep and broad and wide knowledge and wisdom and communication. God is communicating. God has brought an amazing revelation. All of creation speaks of his invisible qualities. All of creation points to the infinite, uncreated Creator God. God has intervened, and whether or not Kurzweil, Hawking, or anyone else that I've looked at and read, in their quest to beat death, in their quest to override and fix all genetic problems, in their quest to become godlike. You see, the Spiritual Counterfeits Project, out of the heavenlies, has been unleashing its quest, an alternative to God. That's how it started in the garden. See, one thing that Kurzweil and Hawking and others don't do is give the, and not even Richard Dawkins, the atheist, none, give the issue, the answer about death, why it's even here. You know how many times I've stood at a funeral, and the casket's behind me, and I'm the preacher, you know, the pastor. This is where the depth of biblical revelation, this is where the rubber meets the road when it comes to life and eternal life. There's all these people there, so many of them crying and weeping and sad. There's the casket with the embalmed body Now, I've been to a lot of funerals. I've done a lot of funerals as a pastor over the years. Babies, teenagers, all the way up to the 90s. I've never seen a body get up, twitch, move, do anything. I've watched over the years, and even had to do it myself with my father, individuals look at the face of their loved one, look at the life of their loved one, pat them on the cheek, kiss them on the head, rub their hand, others afraid to touch a dead body. A dead body. Because it's dead. You see, the shell, the physical body, let me tell you clearly, when it comes to creation, when it comes to the origins, the reason why we have such a hard time with it, it wasn't meant. You can't get this from physics. You can't get this from science. You can't get this from philosophy. Death was not meant to be a part. It is considered in biblical revelation. In other words, what God has communicated in his knowledge and has revealed, it is an intrusion. It is connected directly to the fallen cherub who uses it as a power tool over humanity. Hey, you want to check that out? Now listen, if you're a questioner, you want to check it out. If you're a Bible student, check it out. Hebrews chapter 2. There's a connection between fear, death, and the devil. And then in that chapter is the revelation of someone that conquered that issue. Scientists, physicists to the NSA, DARPAites. There's a reason for an old rugged cross. It brings about the blasting away of the finality of death and the ripping open between spirit and everything else, God making himself known in this resurrection from the dead. Jesus did it so easily, didn't he? Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man walked. They all saw it. They were blown away. They were shocked. And only Jesus could speak the words, I am the resurrection and the life. If anyone believes in me, though he die, Mr. Kurzweil, Mr. Hawking, Richard Dawkins, you, dear friend, my listener, God has a fix for the issue of death. God has a fix for the issue of eternal spiritual death. You die without God now, you don't get him later. Either you have the living God, Christ, dwelling back in you, or you don't. Now, you can come up with a lot of alternatives. This book I was telling you about, Paul Von Ward, spiritually guided, he says in his earlier book that the collective voices of the advanced beings, ascended masters, great white brotherhood, spiritual beings, aliens, and all the rest, he sums up all of them and refers to them as the collective voices of advanced beings. And as he continues to spout and exalt those voices of those advanced beings, as he calls them, he continues to thrust aside the revelation of God, what God speaks, and what Christ is as the ultimate voice and communication, the Logos. He is the Word in human flesh, a communication in human flesh, sinless. Creation listened to him and obeyed him. They knew who their maker was. Figure it out. Gospel of John chapter 1, you got to read it, you got to look at it, you got to study it hard. See, in this book that Paul Von Ward brings, Science and Reincarnation, so I believe the spiritual counterfeit side is going to be really pumping, quote, science and some kind of bridge. Here's what it says in the back of the book. Von Ward offers a profound hypothesis for reincarnation based on a new definition of soul, a vital contribution to the quest to understand conscious evolution. You know who You know who wrote that on the back of this book? Barbara Marx Hubbard, futurist, author of Conscious Evolution and Emergence. There is, on the one side, the constant and deepening revelation, embedding in humanity a promise, a Tower of Babel, a way to get out of death, a way to get out of the fear of death, a way to conquer death on your own. And then what? And then what? I'm telling you, this concept, this knowledge, this communication will demonstrate itself to be inseparable from an evolutionary development spiritually, changing mankind genetically, biologically, in his consciousness to become a god, immortal, all-wise, or at least more than ever, homo lumos, homo deity. It is the embedding of that concept that has gripped the hearts and minds of spiritual seekers, has crossed over into the development of technologies, and with Dan Sherman at the NSA acknowledging the reception of information from extra-dimensional beings, the author of the New Age Military Manual, 1st Earth Battalion, he also talks about how the ideas spiritually came popping into his head. Ingo Swann, the father of remote viewing, talks about in a swimming pool how the ideas came popping into his mind. Scientists are talking about dreams, where the clues or the conclusion for new technologies have come about. Is there inception? Spirit communication throughout the web? Spirit attached to web pages? Let me tell the believers in Christ something, what Satanists know and what they're doing. They believe that they can pray over their websites and attach spirits. They believe that they can summon or release a spirit on an email and cause it to affect you. Point of contact. Influence you. If you've ever felt some kind of strange wave, if you ever felt your computer blow, it could be the combination, remote viewer, remote influence, remote attack, astral attack, psychic attack with powers. Psychics all know all the way back in the 70s with PK Mann, the goal of having such psychic non-human enhanced abilities that you can send thoughts into somebody else's head and make them do something. That you might even be able to psychically squeeze their heart and kill them. Thus, Fort Bragg, the men who stare at goats. The concept of inception is clearly found biblically in Ephesians 6. Every believer in Christ is told to lift up the shield of faith so that you can extinguish, that is put out, all the flaming arrows. You know how God describes thoughts and feelings being sent your way? The flaming arrows of the evil one. There is a sender. There is a sender in the ancient days. There is a sender now. There's a sender to military minds. There's a sender to scientists. There's a sender to continue to plant by inception ideas and nurture those ideas. You know where they're going? The promise of an evolutionary spiritual leap for humanity that bypasses God. The promise of a new world order will be there, and new technologies and planetary defense weapon systems. When you track them back, you're going to find a spiritual connection at DARPA, a spiritual connection, well, at Old Fort Bragg, a spiritual connection at NASA, the NSA, and other places. Listen, unless you understand the collective that is out there, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now operative, there is an agenda that is broad And I said before, it will become so massive in 2011 as compared to the last decade. So if, as a believer, you're behind the scenes or behind the times when it comes to spiritual warfare, if you don't even know what Ephesians 6 is about, well, you know what? Turn off the television, you know, and get it going. Get it going and learn what God has shown concerning the spiritual battle in the end of days. It's going to be vast. It's going to be broad. Listen, you're going to need to know what it means to pray over your computer even. I believe that. I believe that there can be remote attacks. People can say psionics, psychic warfare. There's no question they believe this. Ted Owens believed this back in the 70s. PK Man. But he is also connected to what? Going down to the mind temples, engaging the gods, the spirits, and communication, revelation, knowledge, technology and science, ideas. Everywhere you see, this is why I'm saying you got to understand what the dark side agenda is, then you'll be able to track, even in science, where it's developing. Biggest planetary picture of this, how the world is the largest super military, technologically advanced military drawn to a little field, Armageddon. Spirits are sent. Spirits influence and guide those who are unaided by the authority of Jesus Christ. Everyone that has a demon spirit knows that Jesus Christ, even his name, makes those demons shudder. He can reveal the spirits that are communicating to intuitives at the NSA. The powers that are on the psychic warriors, non-human enhancements, are more than just energies. They have entities connected. We've come to the last moments of the show. The music is on, and I have so much more to say. Well, God's blessing and presence and power, and may you come to Christ if you don't know him. And I pray right now for every believer. Hey, know what time it is. Let's go. This is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net. Hey, we need you to remember us in prayer and support. Good night.